Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go. Internal presentations, signposting. Today we're looking at signposting during presentations. Signposting is informing listeners about what is to be presented in a presentation, and then constantly informing listeners as to where they are during that presentation.
And that about wraps it up for the detailed sales figures. Now, let's see what we can conclude from the sales data. I've divided this section of the presentation into three parts. First, we're going to review historical sales in this market segment. Next, we'll discuss developing sales trends. And finally, we'll compare our performance with our chief competitors. So, let's talk about some of the history of our particular market niche. Our whole industry came of age in... Okay, that covers the history of sales in the marketplace. Now, let's move on to some of the trends in recent sales that we've observed. First, I'll give a detailed analysis of industry sales trends by region. Then, we're going to examine our own sales in these same regions. And we'll finish this section by going over our sales trends for new products. Everybody with me? Well then, let's turn our attention to this first chart, which shows overall sales trends worldwide.
Any presentation requires a clear strategy or plan to help you reach your objectives. The aim is not to pass away 20 minutes talking nonstop and showing a lot of nice pictures. It is to deliver a message that is worth hearing to an audience that wants to hear it. However, how many speakers really hold an audience's attention? What's the secret for those who do? First, find out about the audience and what they need to know. Plan what you're going to say and say it clearly and concisely. And make sure to signpost throughout the presentation. What is signposting? The term signposting comes from signs posted on street corners, which tell travelers where they are and where they're going. In presentations, signposting is informing the listener as to what things are going to be talked about and when sections have been completed and new sections are opened. This helps to focus the audience's attention. Once the audience knows what subjects and sections are to come, they can listen to the information from the right perspective and know how to file this information away in the proper places in their minds. One does not want the audience wondering what subjects you are talking about or how the information currently being presented fits into the larger theme of the presentation. Make it simple for the listener. Lead the listener through the presentation with signposting. How does one signpost? A good speaker uses various signposting signals to help hold the audience's attention and make the parts of the presentation very clear. He does this as he introduces the subjects and as he moves through them. One type of signal is to introduce a list. This could begin with a phrase like,
"I've divided this section of the presentation into three parts."
The speaker then says what the three things are and talks about each one at the required level of detail. For example,
"There are three types of price that we have to think about: economic price, market price, and psychological price. Let's look at each of these in more detail. First, economic price. This is based on production costs and the need to make a profit."
And then the speaker goes on to describe this type of price in more detail. After that, he goes on to talk about the market price and so on. Another signaling technique is to give a link between parts of the presentation. Tell the listeners where one part of the talk finishes and another part starts. For example, a well-organized presentation usually contains different parts and a progression from one part to the next part with clear phrases like,
"That's all I want to say about the development of the product." Now, let's turn to the actual marketing plan. Let's now take a look at sales results.
This technique is very helpful to the audience, including those who are mainly interested in one part only. Another type of signaling is sequencing of information. This usually follows a logical order, usually based on time. So a project may be described in terms of the past, the present, and the future. Keywords and sequencing information are
first, then, next, after that, later, at the end, finally,
etc. Still another technique, which helps to emphasize key points, is careful repetition of what has been talked about. Examples are,
as I've already said, there is no alternative but to increase production by 100%.
Or,
I'd like to reemphasize the main benefit of the new design. It achieves twice as much power with half as much fuel.
Here are some other examples of emphasizing points which have already been talked about.
As we saw in part 2, as we covered during our discussion of weight savings, recalling our look at sales projections for the next decade.
And here are some useful signposting phrases that should be used to guide listeners. To move on, which means to go to the next subject.
Let's move on to the situation in our overseas markets.
To expand on, which means give more information on.
Could you expand on the issue of pricing?
To digress, which means to change to another subject.
If I could digress for just a moment, what about our plans for the new office?
To go back, which means to go to a point earlier in the presentation.
Let's go back to the first item on the agenda.
To recap, which is to repeat a previous part of the presentation.
So, to recap, our sales in the third quarter have been strong in all regions.
To conclude, which is to bring to an end.
I'd like to conclude by discussing the future of our company.
To summarize, which means give the main points.
Next, Peter is going to summarize our marketing strategy.
To turn to, which means to move on.
I'd like to turn to the question of hiring new staff.
To elaborate on, which means to give detailed information on.
The next presentation will elaborate on our sales plans for next year.
Although many phrases can be used to indicate the end of a section and the beginning of another, there is one single word that can be used in almost all cases to signal ends and beginnings. This word is so, most often followed by a pause. We encourage our podcast listeners to use other phrases to make your presentations more interesting. But when one cannot think of a signposting phrase quick enough, the word so is a very handy replacement. Listen and practice these examples and pay special attention to the pauses.
So, what can we conclude from this data? So, let's move on to our market for air conditioners. So, let's take a look at this chart. So, what can we expect for the future? So, what can the past teach us?
A final point concerns signposting and structuring of information. Psychologists have suggested that concentration is reduced after about 20 minutes without a break or a change in activity. Furthermore, audiences should not be overburdened with technical details or given too many facts to remember. It is claimed that to ask people to remember more than 3 things in a 5-minute talk is way too much. Some say that 7 things is the maximum number of things anybody can remember in any presentation. Any such calculations are probably not very reliable, but every speaker needs to think about exactly how much information of a particular type a specific audience is likely to absorb and to plan accordingly. And in keeping with our own advice, we are going to conclude this podcast well inside of 20 minutes, just to make sure you remember all of what we just covered. And our final signpost is, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Business English Pod. We'll be back next week with a new podcast.